In this bulletin, the coalition focuses on border policy as the second week of the election campaign gets underway. The UN warns Australians held in camps in northeast Syria meet living conditions that could be described as torture. And in sport, Carla Bull and Harrison Kerr win this year's Starwell gift. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is centering on border policy as he visits Western Australia, announcing $124 million for two new Navy patrol boats should his government be re-elected. He's also criticising Labor's stance on temporary protection visas, a core part of the coalition's policy, which also includes boat turnbacks and offshore processing. TPVs grant short-term stay for people who arrive in Australia without a visa and are owed protection, but Labor supports permanent protection visas, which grant long-term residency. Mr. Morrison claims people smugglers will be back in business under a Labor government, but is refusing to provide any information or intelligence which would support that.
I don't go into intelligence matters. What I do know is the experience. And I know this experience because I lived it. And I know that when Labor abolished temporary protection visas in 2008, the armada of people smugglers' boats came to Australia, and that was the launching point.
The Prime Minister's campaign on borders and asylum seekers follows Labor's messaging on Medicare funding and warning healthcare will be cut by the coalition. Labor is warning the government's new pick for federal health minister could lead to cuts to Medicare. Senator Anne Rushton, who currently holds the social services and women's safety portfolio, will assume the role if the coalition wins the next election, taking over from retiring MP Greg Hunt. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has spent the first week of the campaign spruiking healthcare policies and says the government will cut essential services.
This is a health minister now designate, if they're successful in the election, who we know will undermine Medicare, who has said that the current model is not sustainable, who has said that Medicare funding is just putting things on the credit card and that it needs to change.
Senator Anne Rushton spoke to the ABC this morning, saying Medicare is guaranteed in law. United Nations experts are warning dozens of Australian citizens held in camps in northeast Syria are living in conditions that could meet the standards of torture. 12 UN special rapporteurs have written a letter to the government about the conditions facing 46 Australian citizens, including 30 children. It says the UN holds deep concerns about the conditions of detention in the camps, most notably at Al Hol and Roj, where most of the Australians are held and deprived of their liberty. The federal government has repeatedly expressed its concerns about the situation in northeast Syria, but says it considers the safety of all Australians when considering repatriations from this area. Save the Children Australia says the UN's letter clearly outlines the need for the federal government to act. New research from Conservation Volunteers Australia confirms that polystyrene has topped plastics collected from Australia's largest waterways. The findings come after the federal government released its National Plastics Plan in March 2021, declaring an action to phase out polystyrene used in consumer packaging and food and beverage containers by the end of this year. CVA Chief Executive Phil Harrison says the news reinforces that the ban is a good decision.
Well, over the last 2 years in our Sea to Source campaign, we've had around 3,000 Australians help us collect something like 250,000 items of litter from key waterways around the country. And in collating our top 10, we found polystyrene is the chief offender. Now, that supports the government's move to ban its use in consumer products by the end of the year. We think that's great news.
To sport, Australian sprinters Carla Bull and Harrison Kerr have come out victorious in this year's Starwell Gift. The Easter Classic, which is Australia's richest short-distance foot race, is a major highlight of the national athletics calendar. Bull won the 120-metre women's gift, edging ahead in a photo finish after starting from the middle of the field. Kerr, on the other hand, won by crossing the line in 11.85 seconds off a mark mark of 9.25 metres. Let's take a look at Tuesday's weather now. In Perth, a sunny 27 degrees. In Adelaide, a possible shower and 20. Rain easing in Melbourne, 17. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 20. In Canberra, rain developing, 21. In Wollongong, a late shower or 2, 25. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Fine weather for Newcastle, 27. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 28. In Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And in Darwin, mostly sunny, 34 for you. Peggy Giacomello with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.